The voter turnout in election 2024 was just 59.7%, the lowest since 1923. That is despite a public campaign by the Electoral Commission on Cumasúin Toghchán and the registration of some 400,000 voters on the register. The low turnout in this election indicates a pattern of decline, and the numbers have been dropping for each of the last four elections. Well, we're joined in our studio now by Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Cumasúin Toghchán. Good morning.
Morning, Justin. Nice to be here.
Let's start with the electoral register, because we know that it's not accurate. What are the main problems with it?
Well, there are a couple of problems, and I mean, before I begin, maybe to talk about the register, perhaps just to say that the turnout figure of 59.7% is a very blunt measure by which to judge the performance or public engagement or the engagement of people generally with democracy. The electoral register, we know, is not as complete or as accurate as it should be. And I heard a panel member here in this building at the weekend saying that there could be 500,000 people on the register who shouldn't be on it. So these are duplicates that exist or people who have passed away, etc. So I don't know whether that figure is correct or not, but it sounds to me as if it's about right. But and if that was the case, then our turnout was probably 10% more than we think it was.
Okay, but is that not something that you should know in the role you're in?
Certainly, we're looking at returns from the local authorities at the moment, because we speak about the register as if it's a single entity, but we have 31 separate registers run by each local authority, and they don't talk to each other. There is a project underway at the moment to create a single database using dates of birth and error codes, which will allow us to identify duplicates. But it's not going to be fixed tomorrow or the day after. It's a longer term project.
And duplicates happen when somebody moves house. So they might move from one constituency to another, but could still be registered in both. We've also heard during the selection of people getting two polling cards, for example, of citizens who are not Irish or British receiving polling cards. Are we looking at widespread problems with the register?
Oh, I think so. I think it's inevitable. I mean, if we have 500,000 people more than we should have, then there will be a variety of reasons for that. I mean, myself, I got two polling cards from people who lived in my house 5 years ago. So, I mean, what we're asking people, if they did get polling cards for people who have passed away or who are no longer living at the address, please return them to the local authority with just a note explaining what has happened, because this will help us with the completeness and accuracy of the register.
Would it be better, would you prefer, if the register was centralised and taken away from the local authority so it could be maintained on a full-time basis and kept up to date by perhaps yourselves?
Yeah, the Electoral Commission will consider this when we analyse the returns from each of the local authorities. We need to do it better. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about that. The local authorities have a good feeling for their own communities, and this is why historically they've been based in communities as well. And in the dim and distant past, I mean, there were field workers who knocked on doors to ask people who was living in the house, etc. But with the rise of apartment blocks and with gated communities, that is less efficient now. So we absolutely need to find a better way.
Do the errors in the register, the fact that people are getting two polling cards, does that open up the prospect for electoral fraud?
It's certainly a possibility. We have no evidence of fraud, to be honest, and this is a good thing as well. And if you have a polling card in Dublin and one in Cork, you'd have to go to an awful lot of bother to drive to Cork to go and vote there as well. So, I mean, if it happens, then it is probably immaterial, I suspect. But like I said, we've no evidence of that.
OK, now, the timing of elections, our general election this year was on a wet Friday in winter. Does the timing make a difference to the turnout?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there are many, many factors which affect turnout and rain, and it rains in this country a lot, and the weather. I mean, the academics suggest that that can affect the turnout by 3%, you know, and 3% of a very large number of 3.7 million is 110,000 voters, you know, and in June, during the local and European Parliament elections, it was in the first week in June, and 1.5 million Irish people went on holidays, got on a plane in June, and obviously that impacted on turnout as well, and obviously the nature of the campaign as well. There are many, many factors which affect turnout, some of which we can help and with, and some which we can't.
Like what? What could we be doing?
Well, 42% of people in June said they didn't vote because they had no interest in politics, they didn't know who to vote for, or that they thought they felt their vote didn't matter. We can help with that. You know, the Electoral Commission and a long-term sustained education program, information program aimed at primary schools, secondary schools, universities, lifelong learning, groups who don't normally engage, like the travelling community, young people, the immigrant community, people with disabilities. We'll be rolling out from next year a public consultation to develop such an education programme. And we have a national election and democracy study going on at the moment. And in the coming months, we will have a better idea about why people didn't vote in this election.
Should we also widen the time frame during which people can vote? For example, if somebody knows they're going to be on holidays when an election is on, why can't they vote by post?
Yeah, and I'm glad you raised that, because Ireland is always compared internationally with others, with other countries. And we're not comparing like with like, because our electoral system is set up that on a particular day, in a particular place, at a particular time, you have to vote in person. And we're comparing ourselves with countries who allow postal voting, advance voting, proxy voting, and voting by their citizens abroad. So our voting system is quite restrictive. We're doing some research next year on the postal voting issue, where we will consider all of these matters, because the postal voting in this country is very restricted to a small, limited number of people.
You've also identified a problem with unstamped ballot papers. What's that?
Yeah, it's very frustrating for us. You know, these are spoilt ballots where the voter did nothing wrong. You know, so somebody goes into a polling station and they're handed a ballot paper which isn't stamped with the security stamp. And this is a problem, because the voter votes the right way, but because it hasn't got the stamp, it doesn't count. This is possibly because it's a very, very long day for polling staff. They go to work at 6:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night. And it's a long day. Occasionally, maybe concentration slips and they don't do it. And it possibly because there are so many new polling staff as well. And there has been a big churn in polling staff. So training should deal with that issue.
And that vote would be invalid then. How long might it take to resolve all of those problems that you've been talking about?
The good news is that 423,000 new people joined the register, and we have all of their details now. We have dates of birth, we have air codes, etc., which will in the future help us in the longer term. There is a migration to create this new database in October 2026. Hopefully that will see the start of a big change in the electoral register.
All right. Art O'Leary, Chief Executive of An Cumasúin Toghchán, the Independent Electoral Commission. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.